أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our journaling the Quran, we now look at another ethic of spending in the way of Allah. And this is an ayah again from Surah Al-Baqarah, and it's ayah 267, possibly a summary of everything that we've seen on spending in His way, of sharing. He says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, anfiqu min tayyibati ma kasabtum. When you spend in the way of Allah, do it from that which is good and pure. In other words, from that which you have earned that is halal. Don't spend out of that which is haram. Just because you feel guilty if you've got some earnings through cheating someone or maybe through stealing or something that wasn't right, then that is not what you spend out of. So the first thing by extension is saying that earn your money in the right way and then give out of it. وَمِمَّا أَخْرَجْنَا لَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ, and that which comes out of the earth, the produce that comes out of the earth. So food, give out of it. Then he says, وَلَا تَيَمَّمُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنْهُ تُنْفِكُونَ. Don't give out of that which is not good. Don't give away that which you don't like. You know, many times when you collect for charity, people put the clothes that they don't like, they just stuff them in a black bag and they leave them outside the charity shop, or maybe they leave it outside the collection centers. I've been in a place where we're sorting out these clothes, and sometimes you want to cry at the sort of things we put in. It's shameful. It really is shameful. Here Allah makes it so clear. He says, وَلَسْتُمْ بِآخِذِهِ إِلَّا أَن تُغْمِذُوا فِيهِ. Put yourself on the other side. Imagine yourself receiving it. Don't give something that you wouldn't accept yourself except by closing your eyes. It's horrific. When we want to give something, we've got to give the best. Quran says, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will never achieve righteousness until you give out of that which you love the best. So often, when we give to charity, we give that which we do not want. Here, Allah says, give out the best that you have. Don't give that which you wouldn't accept. He ends off by saying, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌ حَمِيدٌ. Remember, Allah is free of need. He is ghani, He is rich, He is praiseworthy. If we had Allah in front of us, would we actually give that charity back? I remember as a child a story that my grandmother used to tell us about the Bani Israel. And how they tell Musa, Musa, please invite your God for dinner. Musa, please, we want to prepare dinner for him. And Prophet Musa alayhi salam goes up to the mountain. Ya Allah, the people have invited you for dinner. And he says, just tell them I'll come tonight. So he comes down and he says, you know what? God's going to come for dinner tonight. And they prepare an enormous feast. Absolutely phenomenal. All decorated. And whilst they are putting their feast together, an old woman comes up and she says, I am so hungry. I haven't eaten for days. Please, may I have some food? And they say, no, 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 no. You know what? God's coming for dinner today. You'll have to wait till we've served him, till everything's finished, and then maybe you can come a little later on. And she goes away disappointed. The appointed time comes and there is no sign of anything coming. They look up at the sky. They wait for all around them and nothing comes. Tell Musa, your God said he was coming. Where is he? And Musa goes up to the mountain again. And when he comes down, he says, you know what? God said, I sent someone. That is my representative. And you didn't feed her. This is what this is about. When we do give, let's give the best. When we give to charity, fold the clothes, iron them, give them as you would want to accept them. Not as just something you don't want and then it gives you a feel-good factor. That goes for the sadaqah box. Sometimes we have these sadaqah boxes outside in our homes. And it's really sad because we put our coppers in them. We put that which we don't want. And it accumulates over there. When there's somebody on the other side of the world who really needs that money. Somebody who's dying of thirst. And we've got a box. And we think we're doing such a great thing by having a box of coins in the front. Really? Well, that is not sadaqah. Look at this ayah, ponder over it, And inshallah, there will be a behavior change in all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us amongst those who give the best when we give. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.